New Hampshire had 269 foreclosures in July. That's up 13% from July of last year. However, it's a decrease compared to the month before. In fact, it's the third monthly decline in a row so far this year. The numbers come from the Mortgage Bankers Association's National Delinquency Survey.
Even though it's higher than last July, it's still more on a sort of steady downward curve.
Jane Law with the New Hampshire Housing Authority says they project foreclosure numbers to keep going slowly down. But this, she says, assumes the economy will continue to gradually improve. The state received more than $43 million from the federal foreclosure settlement in February. New Hampshire Attorney General Michael Delaney is asking policymakers to use $10.5 million of that to provide eligible homeowners with legal counseling. More than 3,000 homeowners face foreclosure in New Hampshire every year. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.